Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that yoga has become a unifying force, bringing together people across cultures and backgrounds. He said it is gladdening to see the youth participating in yoga sessions with such zeal and dedication. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the Dent International Yoga Day was held at a great scale across the world. He thanked for the collective efforts of individuals, communities and organizations for practicing yoga. Modi expressed gratitude to all those working to popularize yoga, adding that these efforts will go a long way in furthering unity and harmony. He also expressed happiness on increase in the number of yoga instructors whose expertise and passion is inspiring others to take up yoga. Prime Minister Modi wished that yoga keep bringing the world together in the coming times. Joint CSIR UGC NET examination June 2024 has been postponed due to unavoidable circumstances as well as logistic issues. In a public notice, National Testing Agency NTA said the exam was scheduled to be held between 25th to 27th of this month. The NTA said revised schedule for the conduct of this examination will be announced later through the official website. For any queries or clarifications, NTA has advised the candidates to call NTA Help Desk at 011-4075-9000 or 011-6922-7700 and write to NTA at csirnet@nta.ac.in. Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee, NPCC, yesterday held a protest at Congress Bhavan, Kohima, denouncing what it claims irregularities and the alleged paper leakage in the NEET UGC 2024 examination, along with the cancellation of UGC NET exam 2024. The protest was attended by NPCC members demanding accountability. Speaking to media, Vice President of NSUI in Nagaland, Sundamoorthy Nguli, accused the National Testing Agency of failing to maintain integrity in conducting exams, pointing to recent arrests in Bihar related to NEET paper leak as evidence of systemic issues. Co-chairman of NPCC Grievances Cell, Mashendlo Gard, criticized Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government for disregarding the future of aspiring students, adding that NTA has become a puppet to PM Modi. Gard questioned the legitimacy of 67 candidates achieving the full marks 720, which he viewed as impossible. Gard also demanded the Union Education Minister to resign on moral grounds amidst the ongoing uproar. Akashvani News has been recognized as one of the most trusted news brands in India. A recent survey conducted by Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism, Oxford University, has confirmed Akashvani News' prominent position in the nation's media landscape. Released as part of the Digital News Report 2024, this annual publication revealed that Akashvani News received a trust score significantly higher than that of other media houses in the country. Reacting to this remarkable feat, Prasar Bharati chairman Navneet Kumar Shekhar called it a validation of unwavering commitment of Akashvani News to broadcasting the truth under all circumstances. An African swine fever case has been detected from RNK Pikari Farm, Nifu, under Kohima District. Deputy Commissioner Kohima Kumar Ramnikant has notified RNK Pikari Farm, Nifu, below IG Stadium as infected zone and surveillance for control and containment of the ASF. The infected zone extends to 1 kilometer radius of infected premises and surveillance zone covering an additional 9 kilometers outside the infected zone, making a total of 10 kilometers radius from the source of infection. In this regard, it is directed that restrictions such as ban on slaughter of pigs, import and export of pigs and piglets, transportation of pigs and pork are to be strictly adhered to in the said locations until further orders. State Election Commission has approved the setting up of a total of 16 counting halls for the election to 24 municipalities and town councils. It also approved to set up 125 counting tables. The centres include DC Conference Hall, Town Hall DP's Court and District Statistical Office at districts and municipalities. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.